Sometime in the next few days, almost 2,200 people in Fayette County will open their mailboxes and find a letter they never applied for, telling them about money they no longer owe.
Not a scam, not a sweepstakes, an official letter saying the medical debt you owed from the hospital stay, the emergency room, the bill that went to collections has been purchased and canceled. Amount listed, nothing owed, no catch.
The strangest part isn't that this is happening. It's the arithmetic of how cheap it was. Today, how a dollar of medical debt gets erased for about a penny, and what that penny price tells you about the whole system.
From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. The basics first. In October 2024, the Urban County Council voted unanimously to put $1 million into medical debt relief, an initiative championed by Vice Mayor Dan Wu and paid for out of the city's own year-end surplus. The city's partner is a national nonprofit called Undo Medical Debt, which exists to do exactly one thing: buy medical debt and destroy it.
This week's letters are Wave 3. The running total across all three waves? Just over $23 million of debt erased for 11,825 Fayette County residents. Wave 1 alone wiped $12.6 million for about 6,500 people. Wave 2, $5.7 million. This wave, $4.85 million for 2,185 people.
And nobody applied, because nobody can apply. That's the counterintuitive heart of it. The nonprofit buys entire portfolios of debt from hospitals and collectors, then runs the list against two tests: household income up to four times the federal poverty line, roughly $100,000 for a family of three, or medical debt exceeding 5% of your income. Qualify, and your debt dies whether you knew about the program or not. The letter is the first you hear of it.
Now the arithmetic that makes this whole model possible. When the city's first $12.6 million of debt was erased, here's what it actually cost: about $90,000.
$90,000 for $12.6 million. That's roughly 140 to 1, less than a penny per dollar of debt. After the first wave, more than $900,000 of the city's $1 million was still unspent.
Which raises the obvious question: why would anyone sell $12 million of IOUs for 90 grand? Because this is debt the industry itself has given up on. It's old, it's in collections, and the people who owe it largely can't pay it. On the secondary market, that paper trades for pennies. Collectors buy it hoping to squeeze out a little more than they paid. The nonprofit just outbids them and shreds it instead.
Two details worth knowing. The forgiveness is structured as a gift, so it isn't taxable income. No surprise form in January. And the average amount erased here runs around $2,000 a person. Not the catastrophic six-figure bill, the mid-sized debt that quietly wrecks a credit score and sits in a drawer for years. Also, the entire first wave of debt came from a single Lexington hospital, which chose to stay anonymous.
Zoom out, because Lexington's letters are a local answer to a national condition. By the Kaiser Family Foundation's reckoning, about 100 million Americans, 4 in 10 adults, carry some form of healthcare debt. Somewhere around $200 billion in total. Kentucky ranks 10th among states for residents with debt in collections, and the nonprofit estimates about 11% of Fayette County residents carry medical debt on their credit reports.
And one number that surprised us: 82% of the first wave recipients earn above the poverty line. This isn't reaching only the poorest Lexingtonians, it's reaching the working middle. People with jobs and insurance whose deductible year went wrong.
Now the honest part of the episode. There's a serious research finding to reckon with. A large randomized study published in 2024 covering 200,000 people whose debt was relieved through this very model found, on average, no measurable improvement in credit scores or mental health afterward. The researchers' conclusion was that medical debt is more a symptom than a cause. The nonprofit's rebuttal? By the time old debt gets bought, the damage to your credit already happened years ago, so the study measures relief arriving late, not relief failing.
Both can be true. A $2,000 collection vanishing won't transform a life. And the letter still matters to the person holding it.
What this program can't do is stop the conveyor belt that makes the debt. It doesn't touch hospital pricing, surprise bills, or deductibles. New debt forms every day behind the old debt being erased.
And the federal backstop people think exists doesn't anymore. In January 2025, the Federal Consumer Bureau finalized a rule to strip medical debt from credit reports entirely, about $49 billion worth for 15 million Americans. A federal judge in Texas struck the rule down last July. The agency itself sided with the challengers, and nobody appealed. As of today, that rule is dead.
What survives is voluntary. The three big credit bureaus, on their own, stopped reporting paid medical debt and anything under $500. That cleared roughly 70% of medical collection lines off the country's credit reports. But an unpaid bill over $500 can still show up. And in Kentucky, no state law says otherwise.
So the scoreboard for Lexington? $1 million committed, $23 million erased so far, $900,000 of the budget still in the tank. More waves coming. Pennies on the dollar, letters in the mail, and the deeper machine untouched. As civic interventions go, cheap, real, and honest about its size. That's Town Branch. The city's program page, the eligibility rules, and the research are all linked in the show notes. And if one of these letters lands in your mailbox, keep it. It's your proof if a collector ever comes asking.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI. From Lexington Times reporting in the public record, then fact-checked before air. Sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.